With the territories that we're given, yes, I believe that these things need to be written in concrete that you can't do this, touch this. And this is a perfect example of that. Our treaties need to be re-looked at, and it needs to be completely confirmed, and that this can't ever happen again on any sovereignty land, on all of our lands, because if they can do this to ours, who's to say that it can't happen to Joe Schmo in America living in the suburbs? And that's what I get. That's what I don't understand with just everyday people that aren't even paying attention to this. It's just like, you understand that if they break this and can do this, that nowhere is safe. And that right there should be worth fighting for. If you don't care about the water, then do you care about your property or your land? Because they can come and rip it out, pay, you whatever they want, and you're gonna have to leave. Just like they're doing to us, or trying to strong arm us. So yes, I believe that we do need to look at that. We need to come to an agreement with whoever the department heads are, and with the, individual tribes, that to where we are protected, because this is all we have left, and we're gonna die for this. If people just came here and understood on what level it is, it'd change them forever, because I'm forever changed from the first time I came here. I never realized that this would wake up something in me, that I'm so glad that it did. And it's amazing. It's just an amazing feeling. And people who don't get that, it's like, I feel sorry for them, sad, but pray for them. The power of prayer, never thought would be so strong. It taught me so much about myself and different people, and that it doesn't even matter where we're from or whatever. If we all have the same goal and we're all doing something for the right, it's gonna pan out. It's gonna work its way out. It always does. Creator always, works in our favor in that way. Energy, you feel it. So yeah, that's about it.